Cooper shudders. The grab will still surface if the drill string breaks, but it could broach just about anywhere. And anywhere includes right under the ship's keel, which is not built to survive being rammed by 3,000 tons of metal hurtling out of the depths at 20 knots.
"We can't risk it," Duke decides. "Keep hauling at current ascent rate."
They watch in silence for the next hour as the grab rises towards the surface, its precious stolen cargo still intact in its arms. The questing fronds surge up from the depths, growing towards the lens of the underslung camera as the engineers and spooks watch anxiously. The grab is already 400 feet above the seafloor, but instead of a flat, muddy desert below, the abyssal plain has sprouted an angry forest of grasping tentacles. They're extending fast, reaching towards the stolen submarine above them.
"Hold steady," says Duke. "Damn, I said hold steady."
The ship shudders, and the vibration in the deck has risen to a tooth-rattling grumble and a shriek of overstressed metal. The air in the control room stinks of hot oil. Up on the drilling deck, the Wildcats are shearing bolt heads and throwing 60-foot pipe segments on the stack rather than taking time to position them, a sure sign of desperation, for the pipe segments are machined from a special alloy at a cost of $60,000 apiece. They're hauling in the drill string almost twice as fast as they paid it out, and the moon pool is foaming and bubbling, a steady cascade of water dropping from the chilly metal tubes to rain back down onto its surface. But it's anyone's guess whether they'll get the grab up to the surface before the questing tentacles catch it.
"Article 4,
the Brit says tensely.
"Bastard," Cooper glares at the screen. "It's ours."
They appear to disagree. Want to argue with them?
"A couple of depth charges."
Cooper stares at the drill string longingly.
"They'd fuck you, boy,"
the other man says harshly.
"Don't think it hasn't been thought of. There are enough methane hydrates down in that mud to burp the granddaddy of all gas bubbles under our keel and drag us down like a gnat in a toad's mouth."
"I know that." Cooper shakes his head.
"So much work."
It's outrageous, an insult to the senses, like watching a moonshot explode on the launch pad.
"But those bastards."
He punches his palm again.
"It should be ours."
"We've had dealings with them before that didn't go so badly. Witch's Hole, the treaty zone at Dunwich. You could have asked us."
The British agent crosses his arms tensely.
"You could have asked your Office of Naval Intelligence too. But no, you had to go and get creative."
"The fuck? You just have told us not to bother.
This way you learn your own lesson."
"The fuck?"
The grab was 3,000 feet below sea level and still rising when the tentacles finally caught up with it. The rest, as they say, is history.